1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years take another step today. A state Senate committee takes testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the Assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He says he hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be renamed after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code Talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army during World Wars I and II. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Locals looking for a way out of the rapidly approaching winter conditions this year just received some good news. According to a Northern News Now report, Duluth International Airport officials have announced the return of direct flights from Duluth to Fort Myers, Florida. The nonstop flights will be offered by Sun Country Airlines, and the service to Fort Myers will begin on February 2, 2024 and end on April 24, 2024. The flights will operate twice weekly on Mondays and Fridays. Republican lawmakers and the Wisconsin State Senate are proposing some changes to the funding proposal for American Family Field in Milwaukee. After the State Assembly passed a proposal that would keep the Milwaukee Brewers in the city until at least 2050, the State Senate is hoping to add other provisions like a new tax on non-Brewers events. If those provisions are adopted by the State Senate, the bipartisan proposal will have to return to the State Assembly to be passed again in its new form. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
That signs an extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After months of negotiations, 28-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo has agreed to a new three-year deal worth $186 million. Giannis says he needs to see the Bucks committed to winning.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day and we all sacrifice for it, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career.
The Bucks open the season at home Thursday night against the 76ers. Football, the NFL suspended Broncos safety Kareem Jackson for the next four games without pay after his helmet-to-helmet shot against the Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave. That'll cost Jackson over $500,000 in wages. Last week, he was fined $43,000 for an illegal hit against Kansas City, Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
I think one of the challenges for Kareem is he's got some priors. And so when you get pulled over and you've had four or five speeding violations, you're going to spend a little bit more time on the side of the road if you didn't have any. And, you know, he's someone that wants to do the right thing.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 51. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high of 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 52.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing